Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and say, he's mighty.
Jesus is coming back for us one day. Hallelujah. Well, I've been trying to win to get to shout now because he's coming back. Hey, hey. I'm talking about Jesus coming back for his church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the Savior. Coming to you, I praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy and glad to be back with you all to praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. 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 There's just no God like Jehovah, all God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you know you can praise him. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. It don't matter where you are, you can praise him. I just start praising him. I tell you, I get so happy in Jesus when I think about all this sometimes. I just get so happy. Oh, my gracious. Oh, how. And then I can clap my hands and I can just stomp my feet, you know. And then my mind is centered up on him. Oh, glory. Come on, y'all. I got to do a program now. But I'm about to get a little bit. Hallelujah. I just want to get up and stomp my feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'll have you nice and lovely. You're trying to go to the girls that to the prison walls. May be slain by the bullet. God's favorites are here to reach out and heal your hurt. No matter what you're going through, God wants us to pray one for another. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God said he's willing. He told us to pray for each other and pray that they have the peace of God and rest in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's just no God like Jehovah. Praise God. Hallelujah. No one can do it. Okay, well, nobody tell you. They might want to pray to this or that, but can't nobody do it like Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody can love you. Nobody can hold you. Nobody. Oh, it's only Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we worship him tonight. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins tonight, God, for truly we are sinning. Come short of your glory. But God, we know when we come before you, God, you are, oh God, right there willing, oh God, to deliver us and to save us from our sins. Oh God, thank you. You told us to, God. You told us to come to you. So Lord, we thank you. Yes, we do, God. We thank you. We can run to you, Lord, anytime, God. Oh, Father God, if we got to bow down here, God, if we got to wave a child, God, whatever we may be going through, God, you told us we can come to you and bring it all to you, Jesus, in our shortcomings. Help us to be more like you, God. Touch that one that is hurting tonight, God. Touch that one that don't know the way tonight, God. Oh, God, Father God, we are calling up on you. Oh, Father God. Because you said you wish that all be saved. And God, all those that are not saved, we are believing, God, and bringing them to you, God, that they be delivered from their sins. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, from anything that's holding them bound. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they be free. Let them be free. Loose them, devil, and let them go. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we lift up that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife. Those behind prison walls, those that are in authority, those that don't know you, those, oh, Father God, in whatever way, oh, Father God, they stand in. We are bringing them to you tonight, even ourselves, God. All of our shortcomings, oh, God, we are bringing it to you. Saying, Lord, here we are. Here we are. We need you. We want you. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do is tell him you need him. I need you. I can't do without him. I don't know about you, but I tell them every day, I need you. I fall short.
Hallelujah. And I just need a little bit more Jesus. I need a little bit more Jesus every day, every day, every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. So right now, we're going to ask, is there any prayer request, praise? Is there any prayer request? If so, press 1 on your phone. Praise God. If there are any prayer requests, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you. I see Minister Felicia on, and I'm going to ask her, can she be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Can you be our prayer warrior? Sister King? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Minister Felicia, okay? Let me see who else is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got one. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and grace. Praise God. We got two hands up. So, okay. Go forth, Minister Sharon.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing, Pastor Vivian? I would like to put a cousin of mine, well, two cousins, Kent Osteen and Brother Leonard, and I would like to put myself on the altar. Kent had a heart attack. The Leonard, I forgot what's going on with him, but the Lord knows. And I would like to put myself on the altar for a little closer walk with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. And we have Minister in Texas. Grant.
Yeah, amen. Grant. Amen. Is it the 346 number?
Yes.
Okay, I do.
Yes.
This is Sister Parker.
Oh, hi, Sister Parker. How are you?
I'm doing
okay.
Great, doing great. Prayer request for my family, salvation over my family, for my mom's Sister Gordon, and a special prayer request over my daughter, Kimberly, and her husband, Mike, that they'll be able to, if it's God's will, conceive, and that she'll be able to hold the baby. She has had two ectopic pregnancies. It just seems to get caught in the tube and won't go any further. It just gets comfortable and stay in the tube. And we just pray that on her, with God's, you know, will, his grace and mercy, that next time it just continues to go straight on through. So we're praying for blessings over her womb, that the fetus will not get caught up in the tube. Amen?
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is that it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Heavenly Father, yes, God, yes, God. We just stopped talking, God, how we can come to you, Lord, and you told us to bring everything to you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you told us, God, to come in no other name but you, Lord God. And we do, God, we reach out to you in our hearts, oh God. Oh God, because we have hurts, we have pains. We have disappointments, God. And, Lord, you know we're going to have them. I lift up Minister Sharon, to, oh, God, for both of her cousins, oh, God. Lord, that you touch them. Lord, that you draw them close to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch their bodies and heal them spiritually, mentally, and physically, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, let them look up, hallelujah, and see nobody but you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, draw them closer to you, Lord, that they'll call upon you dearly, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I do lift up my own Sister Parker tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, they cry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch your mother, God. In the name of Jesus, Mother Garden, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know Mother done got old and evil, God. Lord, but she's still pressing, God. And we thank you, Lord God,
We thank you for Mother Garden. Oh, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother God, touch her tonight, God, whatever she may do. Oh, God, touch Mother Garden, Lord, tonight, God. And, oh, Father, you know her mind is up on you. Lord God, touch her children, Sister Deidre's children tonight, God. Oh, Father God, everyone, God, draw them closer to you. Every day, God, draw them closer to you. And the one that keeps having a miscarriage, God, in the womb, God, you know. Oh, God, we just put the prayer of faith that this time that she be able, oh, Father God, to hold this baby, carry this baby for a whole 9 months because you're going to heal her womb. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No good thing will you withhold. God, you want her to bring forth. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. Where the devil is trying to keep her from bringing forth, God, you're going to allow her to bring forth this child and give this child to you, oh, Father God, because you, God, you are the answer. You are the answer, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we worship you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this baby's life, that this baby shall be called blessed. Glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Father, I know when my grandmother spoke over me when I was a small little girl, about at my mother's knee, she spoke over me life and blessings. And I speak in this child's life, oh God, as they, oh Father God, oh Father God, bring forth thou shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Minister Zadie, do you have a song available, a little praise song? Praise God. We got to praise God that these things going to be. Hallelujah. We don't pray in vain. Hallelujah. Because when we praise God,
hallelujah,
it's on the path. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sister Felicia, do you have a prayer in there for any of these prayer requests? You go for it.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry I didn't hear the prayer request, but I always have a prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we decrease so that you can increase. Father God, you heard what each and every one was requesting. You know what they brought to the prayer line and who they brought, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just hear those cries, hear the prayers, Father God. Father God, we're praying for the nation, dear Lord. Praying for the nation, dear Lord. Father God, those that are in bereavement, we're praying for them. Those that have been affected with the storms, dear Lord, we ask that you bless them, Lord. Give them shelter, Father God. Give them hope, Lord. Give them a new place to stay, Father God. Father God, we just coming to you tonight saying thank you, Lord. We thank you that things are as well as they are, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we're praying for our loved ones, our unsaved loved ones. Father God, we ask that you just save, Lord. Save those that are lost, dear Lord. Save them while there's still time, Father God. Father God, we're lifting up the youth to you, dear Lord. We're lifting them up to you, Father God. We ask that you would just be with them. Touch, Lord. Touch them. Turn around their thinking pattern. Let them get on their knees and pray and seek you. Father God, we ask that you send positive people into their life, those that could help them, Lord. Help them to know who you are, Father God. We're praying for those children that are lost, dear Lord, for the parents that are failing to raise them up and teach them, dear Lord. We ask that you touch them. Parents, Lord, touch them, Lord, touch them, Lord, so that they can teach the children. They could be a positive role model to the children. Father God, we just praying, dear Lord. We're praying. Father God, those behind prison walls, we're praying for them, Lord, for our lost loved ones. We're praying for them. Father God, we ask that you go behind those walls, Lord. Save as only you can save, Lord. And when they get saved, Lord, let them, when they
get released. Let them come out and share what you have done for them. Let them talk to someone to help them not go down the same path that they did, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're going to walk through those hospital rooms, Lord, and just touch and heal as you see fit. Father God, we know one touch from you is all it takes, dear Lord, and we're thanking you. Father God, we're praying for the elderly, dear Lord. We're praying that they do not feel as if they've been forgotten, if they've been placed in a nursing home, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying for the caregivers, Lord, that they will treat them as if they're serving you, Father God. Father God, that they won't be bullying or mean to them or self-centered, Lord, but they will have respect and treat them with dignity, dear Lord. Treat them as if they're serving you, Father God. And Father God, those that are taking care of ones at home, we ask that you just be with them. Hold them up, Father God. Don't let them go down taking care of someone else, dear Lord, but keep them strong in their body while they're taking care of their loved ones, dear Lord. Give them strength that only you could give. Father God, those that's battling depression and mental illness, we ask that you just touch the mind, Lord. Lord, send help, Lord. Turn around their thinking pattern, dear Lord. Father God, give them hope, Lord. Send them to a doctor that will prescribe something if that's what is needed, dear Lord, or someone they could talk to, dear Lord, to express their thoughts, Father God, so they won't feel as if they're at their end wits, Father God, but someone that could talk to them and let them release what is going on with inside of them, dear Lord. Father God, we just praying for the nation once again as a whole. We're praying for everyone on this line and their prayer requests, Father God. We're thanking you for what you have been doing for Sister Carmen Lee. Thank you, Lord, for touching her body. Thank you for touching those eyes, dear Lord. Thank you for touching that memory, dear Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for Sister Carmen Lee and her husband. Thank you that he's taking care of his lovely wife. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everyone on this line. We thank you for the great woman of God who's over this line. We thank you, Lord. Continue to bless her. Continue to meet every need. Lord, the prayer thing, well, the church service she's about to have coming on, Father God, let it be a blessing. Let someone be saved, dear Lord. Father God, I lift up each and every one once again in their prayer requests. In Jesus' name, we're praying. And we're saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We're grateful. Thank you, Lord, that we're able all to come and get together on this line and pour out and intercede one for another. We thank you for the renewed strength you're giving us daily, one from another. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Sorry I didn't hear the prayer request.
That's okay. I'll praise God. And Mrs. Lady, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go for it.
Well, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. Well, he brought me out of darkness, and I'm walking in the light. Oh, I said, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. Oh, he brought me out of darkness, and now I'm walking in the light. Yeah, and look where he brought me from. Oh, when I look back over my life, I say, brought me from a long way off. He brought me from a long ways off. Yeah, he brought me out of darkness, yeah, into this marvelous light. I said, yeah, look where he brought me from. Oh, you don't know how glad I am. Oh, you don't know how glad I am. Oh, yeah, he brought me out of darkness. Into the marveling light. I say, you don't know how glad I am. Oh, I said, look where, look away from me from. Do you ever just sit back and wonder, oh, how you made it over? Say, look where he brought me from. Oh, as he brought me out of darkness, and now I'm walking in the light. I say, look where. I said, Lou, where he brought me from.
Man, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. He's brought us a long ways, praise God. Again, I want to reiterate, as my sister just stated, we're going to be having a visiting pastor coming in. On the 8th of April, we want to have a big meeting here. I want as many of you all to come that can. We would love to see your face in person to greet this great person, man of God, that's coming to be with us for a whole month, praise God. But he'll be ministering here on the 8th of April. So get to, if you have to stay in a hotel, we got a hotel right up the street in front of the house. But I just wish that all you all, because when I go to there to them, people come for miles and walk and sleep in the, on the ground. It's amazing how people in foreign countries will go miles just to hear the word of God. And I would love for as many as you can to come and be with us right here on the 8th of April. Praise God. That's a Saturday afternoon for 12 o'clock. Praise God. Dinner will be served. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to try to, because that's what they do. We don't want to be less. We're the rich country. We can do better than we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I will keep mentioning it all through and letting you know if we have to change a date for a church. But right now, we are right now in the house. Praise God. If God don't move us, we don't be right here. Praise God. So let's get ready to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk about tonight briefly because this month has come in and I've been out of town and I didn't get a chance to talk about love, but love is the most important thing, people. Come on. We must realize love is the number one thing. We must realize everything that we do, it must be done in love. And I want you to do is search yourself tonight as I look over this love chapter and see if you have love from your heart. The title of my message is tonight is Praise God, Hallelujah. The title of my message is A Life of Repentance. We have to live a life of God. Tell us to repent daily. And some people say, well, what does I got to repent about? You got to repent because you haven't loved like you ought to.
Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. You haven't loved as you ought. And that's the number one thing. I don't care what else you do. God commands us to love one another. Stop doing things just to be doing things. It's not anointed. Some things we do is out of our flesh, out of ourselves. I really don't want to just be doing anything. I want to be doing something for Christ, because everything that you do for Christ will last. Come on, somebody, help me. Oh, Jesus. Only what you do for Christ will last. Do it because you love. If you're going to do something for me, do it because you love me. When you come on here every Sunday night, and there's a lot of you all on, sometimes it gets up to almost, let me see, 17 people. Almost 20. And if everybody would be on that does come on, it would be 20 people every Sunday night. But I don't want you to come on here just to be coming on. I want you to come on because you love me, because I love you when I see your name pop up, which I love you all the time, but it just shows me. And love is an action word, so that's action. How you are, your love shall be spread to others. It is genuine love when you do for others. It is sincere. Are you loving like Christ said love? Well, I'm love. Now, I want you to check yourself. It said love suffers long. That means you have to be patient with me for a long time. Love is kind. How is your attitude toward others? Love envies not, does not want that which belongs to others. Love vaunts not itself. It's never bragging on yourself. Think about those that it's always about I, me, what I want you to do over I. Think about it. We have to check ourselves daily because we fall in this category. Love is not puffed up. It's not prideful. Love does not behave itself unseemly. It is not forgetful. Now, I know some of us, as we're getting in our old age, we're kind of forgetful. Yeah, and we have to tell the Lord about the Lord. You knows. Help me with my memory, and he will. Love does not behave unseemly. It is not forgetful and of self and thoughtful of others. Always thinking about somebody else because I love you. Love seeks not its own. Unselfish. Don't be selfish. Be unselfish that you can reach out to somebody no matter what you think about them. Not easily provoked. You ain't, your feelings ain't easily hurt. My God, not embittered by abuse, insults, or injury. We kind of ask God every day for more of us to get out of the way, and crucify us in our flesh. Our flesh is so easily to be a wreck. Thinks no evil and take no account of evil. Holding it in. Being bitter. Love rejoices not in iniquity. Never gossip about the misdeeds of others.
love rejoices in the truth. Stand up for righteousness for somebody just because they're your friend. Stand up for the truth. I thought you was my friend, and you stood up for what she said or he did. No, stand up for righteousness' sake, what the word says. Stand on the word. That will not pass away. Love bears all things. It takes no, it don't take no the kindness views of all men. Love hopes all things. Keep believing for the best for someone. Keep believing for the best for someone. Don't look at them. Look for them to fail. Yeah, I know she was going to fail. I know she wasn't going to make it. Don't say, oh, I know that he or she was not going to make it. Then we are believing God. That he's going to help her, he. Call upon the helper. Love endures all things. Put up with everything. So we want to throw people aside. You know, we talking about people, God's people, God's baby's people. God knows all about them. God knows what we're going to, oh, come on, God knows what we're going to happen before it even happens. But we with our rugged selves, we need to repent and say, Lord, I've been praying for them. They was in need of my prayers, my help. And I looked at the wrong part for their children. Won't you hear me say, I pray for some mother and her children, that wayward son or daughter that have gone astray. Because of my love for that woman, and I don't know who she is or what she might be going through with her husband or what hell may be going through in your life. You might be got some hurts. You might be a pain in your body. If I love you enough, I'm going to pray for you. I have a prayer list. In the morning, I lay my hand on and bring it before the Lord. I don't know who it might be, but I do have names of some of them. Just pray. The Bible say, pray ye one for another. But there is a road that we all must travel. And down that road, you're going to have some hurts and bumps. And trials and tribulation. You're going to have some hills to climb, some rivers to cross, some roads to travel, some hardships, some pain, some struggles, some hurts. But who is going to go the last mile for you or me? Think about it. Whose love is going to last to the end? I've seen many failures in pastors and politicians and different walks of life. But how did we treat that person? When God said in his word, a just man falls 7 times and get back up again. Did you pray for him? The man laying in a ditch, the Bible said. And everybody passed him up, but one person, the Good Samaritan. He took him up and put him in a hotel and told the keeper and paid the keeper for the time that he thought he would be gone till the time he come back. He told him, and if that's not enough, when I come back through, I'll pay the rest. Are you willing to go that far, that extra mile for somebody? Or we need to repent daily just for the love that we are not keeping. I'm talking about this love for John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God gave his all. his only son. And he got it written there so we can love. My God. If you love me, it is eternal. God got it. My God, hallelujah. God has got it. He knows whether you love me or not. This is strong tonight, y'all. This love, repentance. If we don't repent from anything else, we need to repent because we have not loved as we ought. My God, hallelujah. It brings tears to my body when God shows you. If you don't know how to love no other way, if you don't do anything else, love conquers all. The only thing gonna stand. That's what God told us. Above all, love. My God. Love cannot fail. In that love chapter, in verse 13, it says, faith, hope, love abides forever. But the greatest of these, can't love me, you're failing. You can't love someone out there that's rugged. As I told them last week, I was on the mission trip, and I taught a child's hand. This child was dirty. His hand, just his hands I taught, and it felt like rock. And I'm saying, Lord, what has happened to this child's hand? Most likely this child don't have a home. He lives in a hut, probably, because the school that I stepped in, we were stepping on ground. The children had pencil and paper writing on the ground. They had no desk. They were sitting on the ground. And I said, oh, my God, I have not prayed for a child like this. We got people all over the world, as Sister Felicia prayed earlier. We got people all across the world we need to be praying for. We got so much. And I heard her pray for the people of our country. Yes. This is why we need to repent, dear. If God say the greatest of these is love, we need to repent. Lord, I am sorry. Forgive me of my sins. And every day we need to do that. Do we love as we ought? Jesus said we ought to love one another. And if you don't love them, whom you see each day, I mean just them you see each day, how can you say you love him? Said the Lord, touch me and teach on the love chapter. This is the last week of the month, and I didn't get a chance to, but I just wanted to tell you, we need to repent, dear. We have not stepped in complete. If there's anybody on here that's perfect, that do all of this, you just raise your hand right now, because I want to touch and agree with you that I'll be able to do it every day, that I can do all of that love chapter every day, that I got that love chapter on my mind every day. I am trying. I am pressing. I am trying to obey God's love. I want to be more and more like him every day. I want to be more and more like Jesus. I know I have not reached perfection. But when I read that love chapter, that's telling me to do a whole lot. And nothing is too hard for God for me to do. Nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for God. Because he'll make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for us if we are willing to do what he said do. God will make a way for us in our hearts. He know that you can't do all these things. But how is your heart toward God? And it's in that love chapter. Praise God. There's no greater love than the love of Christ. He wouldn't have told us this if he didn't want us. He wouldn't have laid out this chapter if he didn't want us to walk in love. Your daily walk. Change of heart. He said, remove that old stony heart and let the heart of flesh come in so it can receive what God wants you to do. He wants to crucify that flesh and shape us, mold us, and make us what we ought to be in Christ Jesus. Can I love? Like it said, yes, we can. We can do all things through Christ because he's going to give us the strength to press on through everything when it comes to that need. Praise God. Well, I am so happy for you. See all of you all again. Praise God. God bless each one of you all, name by name, as I saw you coming on. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. And we will continue to keep these prayer requests, especially the one that can't hold the baby in the womb. God made that womb, and we pray for the baby. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you this week. And may he bless you this week. May the blessings of God be upon you. Hallelujah. I want God's blessing to be upon you. Praise God. I don't want to be jealous because you're getting blessed. I don't want to not hold anything in my heart against anybody this week. I just want us to hear, the blessing of God. God poured out his blessings. God, continue to pray for me because I love you and I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Continue. I don't know when I'm going on the next mission trip. Maybe the next 2 years, you know. Maybe God will be open up. The doors is open. But pray for the pastor that's coming. Love up on this pastor that's coming. God bless you and have a good night. Okay? Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Y'all be blessed. Love y'all.
Be blessed. Love you guys too.